On Friday's page one, Egypt barred the son of a U.S. official from leaving the country. That's raising tensions as the Egyptian military steps up a campaign against non-governmental organizations that get their money from elsewhere. President Obama wants more loan money for colleges if they promise to hold down costs. And regulators and the difficulties they face policing fake product reviews online. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Egypt banned at least six Americans from leaving the country. They work for two U.S.-backed non-governmental organizations. Egypt's military is apparently stepping up a politically charged campaign against certain outside groups that promote democracy and human rights. One of the six people detained is the son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Times correspondent David D. Kirkpatrick explains.
This is an unprecedented move by the Egyptian government. Nobody can remember a time when they have blocked U.S. citizens from traveling to or from Egypt. And it comes at a time of growing tension between Washington and Cairo over the pace of the promised transition to democracy here. It's very hard to understand what the Egyptian government is thinking. When I asked a representative of the foreign ministry about this and told him that it could have consequences for the American aid to the Egyptian military, he seemed surprised and said, "Really?"
Times reporter David D. Kirkpatrick. Also on Friday's page one, Israelis see Iran's threats of retaliation as overblown. Israeli officials are weighing the options to stop Iran's nuclear program. Israeli intelligence estimates cast doubt on the assumption that a strike on Iranian nuclear facilities would set off a wider conflict. Some Israelis say military action would only delay Iran's nuclear program and might increase its determination to resume it. Iran has already threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz. That's a strategic passageway for oil bound for the West. The four remaining Republican candidates faced off in a debate after a long day of campaigning in Florida. Mitt Romney went all out as he and Newt Gingrich clashed over managing their personal finances and running their political campaigns. Gingrich called Romney the most anti-immigrant candidate. Here's part of Romney's response to that.
"The idea that I'm anti-immigrant is repulsive. Don't use a term like that. You can say we disagree on certain policies, but to say that enforcing the U.S. law to protect our borders, to welcome people here legally, to expand legal immigration, as I approve, that that's somehow anti-immigrant is simply the kind of over-the-top rhetoric that has characterized American politics too long."
Friday's page one looks back at Gingrich's time as House Speaker. He practiced slash-and-burn politics. Many in Washington say he almost single-handedly erased the civility that used to exist. They blame him for the partisan warfare that's going on now. Gingrich called for civil war in 1988, pressing ethics charges against Democrat Jim Wright. That cost Wright his job as House Speaker. But later, Democrats bombarded Gingrich with ethics charges that led to a $300,000 fine. President Obama wants to tie colleges' eligibility for some aid programs to their success in improving affordability and value. He'll outline his plan in a speech at the University of Michigan on Friday. He wants to increase loans available under one program from $1 billion to $8 billion. He also wants a billion-dollar grant competition to reward states that take action to keep college costs down. Fake product reviews online are getting the attention of regulators. In return for favorable reviews, one company that makes leather cases for the Kindle Fire offered a rebate on Amazon.com. Hundreds of reviewers said the case was definitely worth 5 stars. Times reporter David Streitfeld says the FTC has been trying to crack down on online product reviews that don't disclose the connection between a merchant and whoever's doling out the praise. Inside Friday's Times, one girl's lawsuit to have a prayer removed from her high school has rocked the heavily Roman Catholic city of Cranston, Rhode Island. The prayer was on the wall in the school auditorium. 16-year-old Jessica Alquist is an outspoken atheist who went to court saying it shouldn't be there. A federal judge agreed, saying it was unconstitutional. The local school board is considering filing an appeal. The Pentagon is looking at another round of base closings. It's the first major step toward shrinking after a decade of war. Times reporter Elizabeth Buemiller says the Pentagon wants to limit pay raises for troops. That's certain to set off a political fight in Congress. Since 9/11, Congress has almost always raised military salaries beyond what the Pentagon recommended. This time around, the Pentagon also wants higher health insurance fees for retirees. Humanitarian groups say torture remains a problem in Libya, even though Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi is gone. Amnesty International says several people have died after being tortured by military entities and armed militias. Gloomy new forecasts from the International Monetary Fund are threatening to derail talks on the next big installment of bailout funds. The new Greek government is trying to make the case that its program for reducing its long-term debt is working, or at least working well enough to warrant private creditors agreeing to provide relief by taking some losses on their bond holdings. In recent years, the cost of wind and solar power has fallen sharply thanks to new technology and subsidies, but now wind and solar companies say they need more to become truly competitive. They just got a boost from President Obama. He's calling for tax credits for renewable energy as part of a broader energy plan. He outlined it during a campaign swing through Nevada and Colorado. But Times reporter Diane Cardwell says there's little enthusiasm for alternative energy subsidies in Washington. Friday's Times says Alaska lawmakers are calling for a federal takeover of Central Park here in New York. They're upset with outsiders' efforts to stop drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They want Central Park designated a wilderness area, and they don't want any changes in the park unless they're permitted by Congress. Alaska State Representative Kyle Johansson, who's a sponsor of the proposal, says he really meant it as political satire. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.